Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 301, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. O Lord my God, for thy name's sake, in mercy deal with me, because thy kindness is so great, from trouble set me free. And what follows, Psalter 301, the first three stanzas. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 42, the verses 25 through 38. And afterwards from the canons of Dort, the third and fourth head of doctrine, Article 12. Genesis 42, the verses 25 through 38. Then Joseph commanded to fill their sacks with corn and to restore every man's money into his sack and to give them provision for the way, and thus did he unto them. And they laded their asses with the corn and departed thence. And as one of them opened his sack, he gave his ass provender in the inn. He espied his money, for behold, it was in his sack's mouth. And he said unto his brethren, my money is restored, and lo, it is even in my sack. And their heart failed them, and they were afraid, saying one to another, what is this that God hath done unto us? And they came unto Jacob their father, unto the land of Canaan, and told him all that befell unto them, saying, the man who is the Lord of the land spake roughly to us, and took us for spies of the country. And we said unto him, we are true men, we are no spies. We be 12 brethren, sons of our father. One is not, and the youngest is this day with our father in the land of Canaan. And the man, the Lord of the country, said unto us, hereby shall I know that ye are true men. Leave one of your brethren here with me, and take food for the famine of your households, and be gone. And bring your youngest brother unto me. Then shall I know that ye are no spies, but that ye are true men. So will I deliver your brother, and ye shall traffic in the land. And it came to pass, as they emptied their sacks, that behold, every man's bundle of money was in his sack. And when both they and their father saw the bundles of money, they were afraid. And Jacob their father said unto them, me have ye bereaved of my children? Joseph is not, and Simeon is not, and ye will take Benjamin away. All these things are against me. And Reuben spake unto his father, saying, slay my two sons, if I bring him not to thee. Deliver him into my hand, and I will bring him to thee again. And he said, my son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he is left alone. If mischief befall him by the way, in the which ye go, then shall ye bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. From the canons of Dort, the third and fourth heads of doctrine, of the corruption of man, his conversion to God, and the manner thereof, Article 12. And this is the regeneration so highly celebrated in Scripture, and denominated a new creation, a resurrection from the dead, a making alive, which God works in us without our aid. But this is in no wise affected merely by the external preaching of the gospel, by moral suasion, or such a mode of operation, that after God has performed his part, it still remains in the power of man to be regenerated or not, to be converted or to continue unconverted. But it is evidently a supernatural work, most powerful and at the same time most delightful, astonishing, mysterious, and ineffable, and not inferior to efficacy to creation or the resurrection from the dead, as the scripture inspired by the author of this work declares, so that all in whose heart God works in this marvelous manner are certainly, infallibly, and effectually regenerated, and to actually believe. Whereupon the will thus renewed is not only actuated and influenced by God, but in consequence of this influence becomes itself active. Wherefore also man is himself rightly said to believe and repent by virtue of that grace received. We hope to remember Mr. and Mrs. Jamie Cluck, who were blessed with the birth of a daughter on Monday, and Mr. and Mrs. Jack Vandenberg with the death of Mary's sister, Nasha Gilliger of Chilliwack, at the age of 93 years. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. O Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when it has pleased thee in the evening hour of this workday to grant the opportunity that we may place ourselves under thy word and eternal testimony, may we be humbled under thy goodness, whereas the Father of all mercies, where thou wast granted so many blessings in the midst of the trials of life to us and our children, our Lord. Thou knowest that the true thankfulness, that it is not to be found in the natural heart, but it is a gift which thy dear Son has merited, which is granted to thy Zion by the immediate working of the Holy Spirit, our Lord. Then in this dark and evil time, where the judgments of the Lord are so hanging so low over the earth, then that yet showers us with many blessings, we may still have a home. Other places there have come storms of destruction. Then thou granteth food and drink. Thou yet granteth rain showers. Then we may also acknowledge thee, that the waterways have been opened, and that the water from the mountains may flow, that the thirsty earth may be watered, our Lord. Thou knowest that there is thirsty earth. Wilt thou continue to remember us? But, our Lord, in this evening hour, those waterways of thy free and sovereign grace, because it is written in thy holy word that the rivers of water, that they may glad the city of God. Wilt thou then work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Spirit in the hearts of us and our children? Then we have heard from our forefathers, based upon the scriptures, of that supernatural, that astonishing, that mysterious work. And thou worketh that work by word and by spirit, our Lord. wilt thou then do it in this evening hour? Would it not be to thy honor and to thy glory and the gladness of thy church when it would be heard among young and old that sons and daughters were born in Zion, our Lord? It is a blessing that we all need. It is a blessing that we cannot do without. Thou hast declared in thy holy word, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. But, ah, Lord, it is also thy work to further and to strengthen that work. Thou knowest how in this evening hour that each and every one have come up to thy courts. May it have been with a sigh and a cry, with a desire. Could it be with a little expectation? Could it be with joy and with a looking unto thee? Lord, disappoint not their hopes and their expectations. And thou hast a people upon the earth that everything has to be given. They need to be administered out of thy fullness, out of the threefold office of thy dear Son, as prophet, priest, and king. Lord, do remember us as a people. Do bless the means of grace. Remember all of our needs. And then we also remember our doorkeepers. Where it is their intention that their duties may be taken over by others. Lord, may it please thee, as we read in the scriptures from the psalmist, that a doorkeeper was given to exclaim, a day in thy house is better than a thousand. Rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Wilt thou supply to that end with a love for thy house, a reverence for thy house, and truly the seeking of Zion? Lord, we remember our denomination with the heavy tidings that we have heard. Wilt thou remember him with his wife, all those involved? Wilt thou grant a place at thy footstool? Wilt thou remember the consistory and the congregation? Wilt thou remember our denomination, Lord? So we commend thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth unto thee. Do uphold the persecuted church. Remember all mission work, also our mission field, and where the new church worker with his wife and children, thou hast granted traveling mercies, Lord, in the coming week. They hope to begin their language studies. May they experience continually, but also on that first day, that thou art truly their helper. Wilt thou remember the Jewish nation? Do remove the veil. Remember Bible translators and those that bring thy word to the ends of the earth. Lord, we commend unto thee a father and mother for whom this by the second time in their married life thou hast blessed them with the birth of a little daughter. To grant a humble and a broken heart and a prayer unto thee, the living God, that it may be a little one for thee. Wilt thou further strengthen the mother? Remember the father with his increased responsibility. Do remember all the mothers with the unborn and the barren ones amongst us. Lord, then another family has received the tidings that their oldest sister is no more. For her it has become eternity. So we commend that family circle unto thee. May the callings be sanctified, and so we commend all the morning ones unto thee, all the elderly ones in the evening of their life, and all the afflicted ones, Lord, those that struggle continually with pain. Wilt thou uphold, wilt thou grant a little courage, and may thou be a wonder-doing God, and in all thy speaking, that it may be accompanied by thy Spirit, that it may be for the saving of souls. Wilt thou so bless all the family circles, wilt thou remember the handicapped ones in our midst. And now, Lord, we humbly ask thee for thy gracious help. Do dwell richly amongst us. May thy word be accompanied with power divine. May we be given to rest from all the busyness and the cares of the time, and that we may listen, that we may hear the voice of the living God, and that it may enter into our hearts, Lord, then by renewal. Then we are called to confess undeserved, forfeited, sinned away. But, thou hast said in thy word, I do it not for your sake, but I do it for my great name's sake. May then thou do it, that the praises may rise unto thee for thy wonderful works, in providence and in grace, that we may be given to end in thee. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 210, the stanzas 3, 4, and 5. Recalling days when faith was bright, when songs of gladness filled my night, I pondered over my grievous woes, and searching, questioning arose, well, God cast off and nevermore his favor to my soul restore. And what follows, Psalter 210, the stanzas 3, 4, and 5.
Thank you.
in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture, Genesis 42, the verses 27 through 38, and we shall read the verses 35 and 36. And it came to pass, as they emptied their sacks, that behold, every man's bundle of money was in a sack. And when both they and their father saw the bundles of money, they were afraid. And Jacob their father said unto them, Me have ye bereaved of my children, and Joseph is not, and Simeon is not, and ye will take Benjamin away. All these things are against me. Our text words speak of Joseph's brothers reporting back to their father with four thoughts. In the first place, returned money in the sack's mouth. Secondly, the brothers' disheartening report. Thirdly, Jacob's grievous complaint. And fourthly, Reuben's foolish proposal. Joseph's brothers reporting back to their father, returned money in the sack's mouth, the brothers' disheartening report, Jacob's grievous complaint, and Reuben's foolish proposal. Thus first, returned money in the sack's mouth. Beloved congregation, the last time when we have considered the history of Joseph, and it is written in Romans 15 verse 4, that the things written aforetime are written for our learning, that we may have comfort and hope. And that those brothers, that they were convicted of what they have done. 3 days in prison, that it all came back when they have sold Joseph and they were given to confess that they were very guilty. Then we have learned, then we have heard that Joseph has put a Simeon in prison and the other brothers may return with a command that in due time that they must return with their younger brother Benjamin. And with that leaving, oh, of course, the history of Joseph is not a perfect type. Those brothers of Joseph, they were glad when they could leave Joseph and be on their way home. And it would be necessity that brought them back to Egypt. But oh, in that true work of the Lord, because the Lord worketh by love, and even under that convicting work, when their sins are all told, then they are drawn back to the Lord, drawn back to their inner chamber, and drawn back to the house of God. And then we do not read, and it is true, everything is not recorded in the Scriptures, but we do not read that those brothers have bowed before they have left. We do not read that they have thanked Joseph for the corn provided. And then the last time we have left off, that in the end, one of those brothers was given to open his sack, and the money was in the top. Have you considered? Do you know what that means? Have you experienced it, congregation? With received corn, filled sacks, and yet the money in the top. Ah, for the church of God. And let us mention, that people do not always come to God's house with empty sacks. No. The Lord grants them desire. The Lord grants them expectation. The Lord grants them love. The Lord grants them praise. And so they may come up to God's house, that they may yet receive more. And when they may receive that corn, for those brothers, they did not know the riches of that new name of Joseph, Zephaniah, Peninnah. In the Hebrew, it means the Savior of the world. In Egypt and in Hebrew, the revealer of secrets. And so they have returned. And then the one has opened their sack, and it was returned money. Have you thought about it, congregation? What are we now to understand with that returned money? With a sack full of corn, are there souls that understand it? The Lord has a people that there are times when in the house of God they may receive such instruction, comfort, encouragement, that they may be filled with such a holy joy. Thus those brothers returning, that is a beautiful picture of church life. Come with their sacks to God's house, and then to return from God's house, those brothers, they were singled out. Many have come to the land of Canaan, but they were not dealt with as with the brothers of Joseph. Their sacks were immediately filled, corn was paid for, and they went on their home. They went on their way home. But those brothers of Joseph, they were singled out, and they could tell that they have left Joseph different than they have come. They could tell of a hunger and of empty sacks, and they could tell of conviction, but also of the gifts received. And there is a people that can be so glad and so happy. Oh, that they may return from God's house, that they can tell what they have received, and that they can be filled with joy unspeakable, although still many questions and riddles. And now there is a difference, because there was one brother that has opened his sack, and he has saw the returned money. The other ones, we read later in verse 35, that they have emptied their sacks when they have come home. Thus then there is a difference and a distinction concerning the time and the place where that money was. And now it can be in the life of a child of God. That it was good in church. That they can tell that they have received corn. Can even be that it seems that their sacks are overflowing. and then they are given to ponder over what they have received, what they have experienced in the presence of Joseph. That is a necessary congregation. How is it with our church going? Do we know of those things? Of those needs and those desires? And that we may believe that we have received special blessings in the house of God. That we are given to rejoice with our corn. And then it can already be on the way home that questions arise. And with everything we have experienced, and that is a necessary experience, because congregation, our sins need to be forgiven by that greater Joseph, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that when we are given to open our sacks and ponder and consider everything that we have received, that the question arises, how is it now with our debt? How is it now with my sins? Because the brothers of Joseph, they have come to Egypt to buy corn. And there is a people that understand it. They have to be taught everything. And then to pay and hope that it will give satisfaction. And then with the corn received, with the money in the top of the sack. Thus that points for a people that is trying to pay and buy with their tears, their repentance, their reformation, with their experience, because that people learn that justice needs to be satisfied, and then to experience with everything they have experienced. And when the Lord works, then we shall experience wonderful things. But now that returned money, that implies that Joseph had not taken their money, and in the way of experience for the true child of God, with everything they do and do not, returned money. That the Lord has not accepted their offering in the way of payment. Thus still a guilty soul with everything they have experienced, not to despise that corn. Because congregation, we do not read when that brother has found his money in the top of the sack, that he has emptied the sack of corn, that he has despised it. No, we read in Zechariah 4, verse 10, despise not the day of small things, but now returned money in the sack. Are there souls that understand that justice needs to be satisfied? Oh, we need to come. Oh, they have met with Joseph, but they understood not yet who he was, that greater Joseph, the Zephaniah Penina, who was come to save his people from their sins. And now they have continued homewards, but they have added something else with that sack and with the money returned. Then they have said in verse 28, what is this that God hath done unto us? So on their way home from church, if we may say it simply, boys and girls, they were busy with the Lord. A blessing when we may be given to ponder what the Lord has spoken unto us with that returned money. Then their guilt has come upon them with great force, then even with that returned money, they have sold Joseph. They were guilty brethren. They have said they were true men, but a troubled conscience. And with that returned money, they did not say that Joseph made a mistake, or it was chance, or the servants did not understand it, but what hath God done unto us? It is a blessing when in our life, when it is blessings, afflictions, trials, that we are given to see a higher hand. What is this that God hath done unto us? Thus those brothers, they have mentioned God, and now they have returned to their father Jacob. It was easier than approximately 22 years ago when they have returned with Joseph. Then they have found out a lie to cover their sins. Now at least they could tell what they have experienced truthfully, although they have not told all. Our second thought, the brothers' discouraging, disheartening report. And it cannot be different that Father Jacob has waited for his sons to return. It is written in Proverbs 27, verse 1, boast not of the day of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what the day shall bring forth. And that old Father Jacob, when he saw in the distance the caravan, that he has counted his boys one by one, whether they were all there. Also a blessing when the Lord grants impression of the frailty of life, when we may count our children one by one, when in the evening they may all return, especially when they become older. Parents, you know the worries you can have when they get their license. Then it is good when we may do as Father Jacob. Cannot be different that he has counted his boys one by one. And we believe it cannot be different. What do you think, boys and girls? That Father Jacob has done much when his boys went to Egypt to buy corn. That he has prayed much. Lord, wilt thou keep my sons? Wilt thou protect them? Wilt thou spare them? Wilt thou grant them a prosperous journey that they may return with corn, that we and our family may live? And so the boys, they have returned, and they have told much truth, but they have not told everything. They have not told yet that they have sold Joseph. They have not told their father Jacob that they had been in prison, and that they have spoken, that they have become guilty concerning their brother. They have not told Father Jacob that at first, it's true, it is not written in God's word, but as we read that report, that first they all had to stay behind except one. But Joseph, in his mercy, he has let us all go except one. Oh, we do not read that those boys, that there was astonishment and bewilderment, that they have said, oh, Father Jacob, it has been such a wonder that Joseph did not pick me and put me in prison, but as Simeon. And then we read concerning that report, the man who is the Lord of the land spoke roughly to us and took us for spies of the country, said they were true men, 12 brethren, one is not. And the man, the Lord of the country, say unto us, hereby shall I know that ye are true men. Leave one of your brethren here with me, and take food for the famine of your households, and be gone, and bring your youngest brother. What do you think, boys and girls? Because undoubtedly, when those sons have returned, their wives, their children, when they heard they were coming, they have all come to see if they had brought corn, that they need not die, but also all what they have experienced. And concerning that report, what do you think, boys and girls? What the children now think? Oh, the next time my father goes to buy corn, then I hope I can go along and go to Egypt and meet with Joseph concerning the report of the brothers. I do not think so, children, because they have given a report. They have not told everything, because they have also received encouragements. They have heard special things. For those true seekers, then in many ways they may resemble, as I read in 1 Kings 20, when King Ahab battled against the Syrians, and then in the city of Aphek, the walls have fallen, 27,000 were killed. But then King Ben-Hadad, he went from room to room, so restless, seeking rest. And then those servants have said, we have heard that the kings of Israel, that they are merciful kings. Thus let us put on sackcloth and ropes around our neck, and we will go to the king of Israel. And they have done so. And then we read specifically that they had diligently listened to catch whether the king of Israel would give some encouragement. And then the king of Israel, Ahab, has said, is Ben-Hadad still alive? He is my brother. And so those true souls in God's house, they are given to listen so diligently that they may catch a word that declares their condition, their desires, their life, to receive a little comfort and to a little encouragement. And those brothers of Joseph, they have heard special things. Oh, it is true. There can be times that the child is so discouraged and that they say it is too great. Cannot be for me. They write bitter things against themselves. But there are those times when they may hear a word, when the word of God may include them. And now those brothers of Joseph, they have heard special things, because Joseph has said, this do and live. Thus those brothers, they have heard that there was a way to live, that their lives may be saved. And then further, Joseph has said, I fear God. And those that fear God, they respect life. Thus, those were all encouragements that those brothers have heard. And further, then Joseph has said, if ye be true men, then ye must bring your brother. Thus Joseph has declared for the family of Father Jacob a way to be saved by Benjamin, that means the son of my right hand. Thus a way was declared that they may live. Oh, the Lord has a people where the Spirit teaches them with that returned money that they need the son of the right hand of the Father. That is that greater Joseph, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has come upon this world, all typified in Joseph. First he was humiliated, but he was exalted. He has come out of prison. He has received that royal apparel. He has received that new name. Thus those brothers, they have also heard encouragement. They have received comfort. But those brothers, they have not given a report to the family of Father Jacob to have a desire to go down into Egypt, because they have portrayed him as such a harsh ruler. And what else? They have not confessed their guilt. They have not said, Father, all what has befallen us is all our own fault. Ah, Joseph, he was yet so kind that he has filled our sacks with corn. He has yet declared a way that we and our children may live. Oh, Father, if Joseph, if the ruler of Egypt had dealt according to our sins, we would have all been in prison. We would have been put to death. Oh, the brothers said that Joseph and begone. It is true. Those brothers of Joseph did not know and have not seen that Joseph went in a secret place and that he has wept so bitterly with such a love and such a longing for his brothers and for Benjamin. Oh, those brothers, they did not have the scriptures, because to say it reverently, congregation in the scriptures, then the heart of God is declared, that eternal and unfathomable love of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost of Forest Church was all hidden for the sons of Joseph. And further, and bring your youngest brother unto me, then shall I know that ye are no spies, but that ye are true men. So will I deliver you your brother, and ye shall traffic in the land. Those brothers of Joseph, oh, they have not spoken They have said, "Oh, Father, dear wives and my children, we have been in Egypt and we have seen storehouses so large, so unfathomable, and so full that there is plenty for us and our children. Ah, there is a way. We only have to bring our brother Benjamin, and then we shall receive plenty." But we do not read that those brothers have spoken in such a way. How is it with us, congregation? Oh, it is true. Can be times that those seeking souls, they are so timid. Oh, there are times that they shall sing the praises of the Lord, and that they have such a desire to speak of the Lord, whom they have chosen to be their God, with that unregrettable choice. But there can be those riddles, perplexities, providential circumstances, and returned money. What a perplexity that can be with still that debt. But for those brothers, seeking souls, we hope, the Lord willing, we read it in the scriptures, that there came a time that they have come to a knowledge of Joseph, and then they have returned. Oh, that Joseph is yet alive, and that he is governor over all the land of Egypt. Thus those brothers of Joseph, we would say, not such a favorable report, not to arouse to such a holy jealousy, filled those families with fear. What shall become of us? No desire to come under the dominion of Joseph. No desire to go back to Egypt. How is it with us, congregation? Examination for office bearers, for fathers and mothers. How is it, fathers and mothers, concerning that report, concerning the service of the Lord? Do your children become jealous that they may hear, "There's a Lord, a King, so worthy to be served"? Oh, it is true. Thus the whole word of God. But that we do not only speak to our children of the justice of God needs to be spoken of. The awfulness of sin. Our deep fallen Adam, unable and unwilling. But not only, not to instill fear into our children, hoping that they shall obey better, but the whole word of God, that the Lord is so worthy to be served, to be honored and to be glorified, that there is no master like him, and that there is a Savior declared willing and able to save to the uttermost. How is it, congregation? And, of course, then our talk needs to correspond with our walk, that our children can see it. Oh, God's word, a special, a central place that our children may see a praying father and a praying mother. Thus those brothers of Joseph, they have not lied. They have told truth, but they have not told all the truth. And then it is not really the truth. What an instruction for us and our children. Let us first sing together. Of Psalter 361, the four stanzas. Through all the years may Israel say, my bitter foes have oft assailed, have sought my hurt in fierce array, yet over me have not prevailed. And what follows, Psalter 361, the four stanzas. Joseph's brothers reporting back to their father returned money in their sack's mouth. The brothers' disheartening report, and now thirdly, Jacob's grievous complaint. Then in this chapter, then we read that it is four times mentioned, Jacob, their father. The name of Israel is not used. Also was something to say, although not always so clear. But it is not that new name, but the old name that is mentioned. And then in verse 35, after they have given their report, they have come with their sacks of corn. And it came to pass, as they emptied their sacks, that behold, every man's bundle of money was in a sack. That also was something to say. We have mentioned concerning that money. The Lord is so free and sovereign in the way, the manner that he leads his children, but taught by the same Spirit. And those brothers, they have all experienced returned money in their sack. The one brother on the way home, and the other ones when they have come home. The true people of God, what exercises there can be concerning what they have heard, believed, in the house of God. And for the one brother, the money was in the top of the sack. But it is clearly implied that Joseph, concerning that returned money, that it was in different places. For the one in the top, but the other ones, it is implied that it was further down. And when they had emptied the sacks, boys and girls, you can picture it, that the one brother after the other, they have emptied their sacks, and to their astonishment, their returned bundles of money, and then you must not think it was paper money. They were all coined, maybe strung together, we do not know. But then it is clear that for those other brothers, it was hidden further in that sack. And so the Lord is free and sovereign. The one he leads quicker than another. But they shall all know what it is. Returned money in their sacks. That with all the corn, all the gifts which they have received to experience the wonderful things of the Lord, but that they still have, that the Lord does not accept everything what they have received as payment for their debt, that the burden of sin is still on their shoulder. They learn that they need that greater Joseph, that they need Benjamin, because in her history, then there are many types but beautiful types of the Lord Jesus Christ. What that must have been in the midst of the family circle. You can picture it. Reuben emptied his sack and they all saw it. The bundle of money. Joseph, the governor of Egypt, has not accepted that payment. Simeon. Did Simeon also empty his sacks, boys and girls? He was in prison. Levi emptied his sack and the bundle of money. Thus, when that people came home from church, that family, then they had much to do and much to think about. How is it with us, congregation? Has the Lord blessed this word to experience the wonderful things of the Lord? Have we become guilty and yet ought to receive? Oh, that people can be so happy when they may go home. Something in their sack. Sometime it can even be that they are overflowing. Ah, that in the night watches they are given to meditate, and that the praises of God may be in their mouth. But returned money. What an instruction for the people of God. Need to come to a saving knowledge of that greater Joseph. And also an other instruction. When that one son has found that money in the top of a sack, and he has showed it to his brothers, here's my money. The governor has not taken my payment. Thus, my corn is not paid for. Then they have said, what has God done unto us? But in the family circle, not even Jacob. Oh, what can come so low? Because Jacob, he became an Israel. State was confirmed. Received a new name. But for Jacob, we have not time to talk about Jacob so much concerning those dreams. But in that family circle, with that returned money, those sons, as a type of the concerned church, they have mentioned God. But in the family circle, when all the sacks were opened, then the name of God was not mentioned. And we only read in verse 35, and their father saw the bundles of money. Ah, the ways of the Lord that can be so mysterious for the child of God. Ah, they learned that he need that greater Joseph, whose name is Counselor, Wonderful, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, and the Everlasting Father. The sons have returned, but then we only read, and they were afraid. And that word afraid in verse 35, in the Hebrew, that is a different word than what we read of those brothers. The first afraid, they are similar, but that speaks more of a trembling. But with the word afraid that is used in verse 35, also concerning Jacob, that also speaks of awe and reverence. and yet has come so low. And the life of Father Jacob, that God was not mentioned. And now concerning Jacob's grievous complaint that we find in verse 36. We read two times of me, but God is not mentioned. Lord, as a people upon the earth that are not so quick to throw stones. Times of prosperity, when everything goes well, then it is not so difficult to speak of the providence of God to believe it is another thing. Lords, they number 10. What understandest thou by the providence of God, a mighty hand that he directs everything? No chance. And the advantage, patient in adversity, thankful in prosperity, and in all future things to trust in the Lord. And then we read, and Jacob, their father, said unto them, me have ye bereaved of my children? Father Jacob, what understandest thou of the providence of God? What understandest thou of that fatherly hand that directs everything? But was not mentioned, me have ye bereaved of my children. Joseph is not, it is true, those brothers, they were the instruments hidden for Jacob. Joseph is not, and Simeon is not. Father Jacob, have you not heard it from your sons that there is a way for Simeon to be delivered? And then further, and ye will take Benjamin away. Can understand that Benjamin had a special place. His beloved wife Rachel buried in Genesis 35. Two sons. Joseph is not. And thou will also take Benjamin away. Thou will also take my idol away. Can also be the life of fathers and mothers. Ah, what an idols we can have that stand in the way for that blessed communion with the Lord. And the Lord is a jealous God of his honor. And then he is closed. All these things are against me. Can seem so, Jacob. Christ has said in John 13, verse 7, what I doest now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. Oh, Father Jacob, when we may be one of his, those chosen ones, those purchased ones, those regenerated ones. Of course, oh, what blessings we have. Father Jacob and his family, they did not have a Bible. All the wonderful works of the Lord. They did not have the New Testament concerning the greater Joseph, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, surely, if Jacob had the Bible, how we would have crept through it. Oh, begging whether there would still be a word, comfort, encouragement. Oh, if Jacob, and it is true, God's people learn, need the Spirit, may be applied, and that light may fall upon it. But oh, if Jacob had now the book of Romans, and then he had come to chapter 8, verse 28, for all things shall work for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And further, in Romans 8, verse 31, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? A father, Jacob, could not bow under the ways of the Lord. The Lord has a people that needs the great high priest. Oh, in the Garden of Gethsemane, not my will, but thy will be done. They need to be administered out of his fullness. Oh, there would come a time for Father Jacob. Here it is in beginning, but already in beginning, that Jacob, when those brothers have returned, Joseph is alive and governor over all the land of Egypt. Ah, that it cannot be different, that he was given to fall in bewilderment with a confession of his unbelief, and for the pardoning of his sins can be some souls, providential trials, mysteries. But, and then we do well, because there can be souls under those trials. Of course, Father Jacob was led further at Peniel. But, especially those souls with that return money. Justice not paid. Justice not satisfied. Their debt not paid, and they are souls that cannot miss the Lord. But there would come a time that Jacob, oh now, with a soul before the throne, praising the Lord for all those unfathomable ways. A few words, Reuben's foolish proposal. Perhaps there was silence. And silence is not so easy, can be profitable. Not so easy. Think of those three friends of Job, 7 days. They have sat with Job, and then they have spoken. That better with their silence than with their speaking. And then how necessary to pray, Psalm 143, verse 2. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, and keep the door of my lips. There was a silence. It is a blessing when the church may become silent. With that money in their sacks, with Romans 3 verse 19, that all the world becomes guilty, that their mouth is closed. But now Reuben was given to speak foolishly. Reuben, that was a man that did not have a backbone. It's what we need, congregation, in our time. We need men with backbones, loving and tenderly, but still firm concerning the truth. Our young girls, they need to find husbands with backbones concerning what is allowed in their house, concerning all aspects of life. But Reuben was double-hearted. He felt his responsibility with Joseph as the oldest brother. He should have immediately stood up and says, brothers, I am the oldest, I am responsible. You touch Joseph, you have to do with your oldest brother. That has not taken place. Even Reuben has fallen in great sin in the family circle. And now perhaps, to win a little favor, spake unto his father, saying, slay my two sons. If I bring him not to thee, deliver him into my hand, and I will bring him to thee again. A foolish proposal. So that means there would be three deaths. And then Jacob has said, my son shall not go down with you. For his brother is dead and he is left alone. If mischief befall him by the way, and the which ye go, then shall ye bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. Ah, Jacob has received gray hairs. Boys and girls, hope you do your best, that you give not your father and mother gray hairs, that you disobey him, not honor them, but that with God's help, that you do the best to please them. There have been parents that have literally been brought to the grave because of their children. Father Jacob has spoken his complaint. We shall close. Those brothers went to Egypt, returned. Then we can draw many lines concerning our church going. Oh, my unconverted fellow travelers, then we may give a good report of the King, that he is so great, that he is so rich, that he is so merciful. The storehouses are so full. And for that people may come unto him. We never read in the Bible that Joseph has sent one away. But, oh, people of God, how far can we come concerning our state? Also concerning returned money, but now concerning our condition, offer Jacob his state, that lies sure. He knew what has happened at Peniel, but his condition. But the Lord shall never forsake his people. Oh, it is true in Isaiah 40, verse 27. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest to Israel, my way is hid from the Lord. My judgment is passed over from my God. But the Lord shall never forsake the work of his own hands. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we may thank thee that thou yet granteth that we may freely, unhindered, come to thy house. Wilt thou grant thy blessing and watch over the congregation in the furtherance of this week. We also remember the families that have settled in another province. Thou knowest what has been planned for the coming week. May it be accompanied with prayer and with thy special blessing for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Wilt thou grant traveling mercies to our homes. Grant also traveling mercy to the youth. Wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 440, and we shall only sing the third stanza. As shall his wrath my way attending, so I ask in sorrow bending, ever stem his wondrous grace, and what follows. Psalter 440, only the third stanza. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord be make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.